This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. So glad that you have tuned in once again, and I am continuing episode number 10, which I've titled A Reunion, 67 Years in the Making. This is part 3 of the episode, and if you have not listened to the previous 2 parts of this episode, you will want to do that so that everything kind of flows. I'm sharing a story with you that has taken place in my life recently, and God is not done with this story. I can't wait to see what He is going to do. Once again, before I get started today, I would like to remind you that you can find the podcast on various platforms. I've tried to have it widely distributed. It's on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn.com, and more. So if you go to your favorite podcast platform, you should be able to find it. Just make sure you type in Truth from the Heart, Travis Sullivan, and type in my full name so that that way the correct podcast will come up. And again, you can listen to all of the episodes there. And I just hope that you are encouraged by what you hear. As I've said, I'm not going to go into any deep theological discussions, or I'm going to try not to. I'm trying to keep things basic and keep it at an understanding for most people. And we're just kind of talking. We're just kind of having a conversation and talking about what God's Word says and how we can apply that to our lives. And that is why I named this Truth from the Heart, because I just want to share my heart with you and bring you the truth of God's Word in love. Also, as a reminder, if you would like to reach out to the podcast, you can do so by emailing the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. I want to go ahead and get right into it so I can try and get this episode wrapped up. I won't probably wrap it up on this part, but I hope to on the next part. And so I want to go ahead and get started. And if you have not listened to the previous 2 parts of this episode, once again, I just want to encourage you to do that. On the last part of the episode, I told you part of my mom's story when she was born, kind of the life that she grew up in, and she grew up in a Christian home, and kind of the programs that she works with as far as sharing the gospel with children. And then I started telling you her story that has happened recently, and I started with my uncle's part of the story because it kind of leads into my mom's story. And so I wrapped up my uncle's part of the story on the last part of the episode. Tune in for that. So I'm going to pick up where I left off. And my uncle's story kind of inspired my mom to continue her journey or start her journey in looking for her biological family. And so it actually started in November of 2023. And as I mentioned, my mom, and this is not a plug for 23andMe, that's just the website that she used. My uncle used that site to find his family, so my mom thought she would try it as well. And so she sent in a sample, and it came back, and I don't know when she sent the sample, and I don't know how long it was before she got a response, but it said that there was a match to a cousin. Now, sometimes it doesn't know the exact relationship. It doesn't get the relationship right, let me put it that way. So it was a cousin, but I don't know if it was exactly a second cousin. I think it said it was a second cousin, but again, it may sometimes not have the relationship right, and I'm not sure that it tells you which side of your family that they are on, whether it's your paternal side or your maternal side. It just says that you have a match and that you are for sure related, and then you kind of just have to put the pieces together sort of on your own. And it's a wonderful lady. She lives down in Austin. My mom, again, connected with her. They were able to meet up and fellowship, and it was just such a great time. And my mom was so excited that she found somebody in her biological family. Again, at the time, I think they just knew that they were cousins, but she was hoping that the cousin would be able to tell her a little bit about her biological family, who her parents may be, et cetera, et cetera. Unfortunately, she was not able to do that. Nevertheless, my mom now had a connection to that biological family. I cannot tell you just the feeling that that is of you haven't searched for a family. And again, some people are not successful. Some people that have tried to find their biological family, either they haven't found them or the family doesn't want to have anything to do with them. So this was just something that was special. If this was the only connection my mom had, she at least had somebody who she knew she was biologically related to. It was just an amazing thing. And that was in November of 2023. And my dad's mother, so of course my grandmother, my mom's mother-in-law, lives with us or lived with us, and she recently passed away in January of 2024. And my mom and I were basically her primary caretakers. And so my mom really couldn't do a whole lot as far as keep looking for her biological family, because my grandmother was really starting to go downhill pretty quick, and she was getting to where she needed constant care. And so my mom kind of have to put that on hold. She still had that cousin that she interacted with, but as far as trying to keep the ball rolling, she was going to have to put a hold on it. My grandmother passed away the first Sunday of this year, on January the 7th, 2024. And that kind of opened the door, so to speak, as far as giving my mom some more time and kind of a chance to, okay, now I can really start trying to look for some other connections in my biological family. And, you know, she wasn't sure if she was going to have the same success as my uncle or as her adopted brother. My mom is 5 years older than him, and there was a chance that neither parent of my mom would be alive, or that her family may even want to have contact with her. But that is something, as I mentioned on one of the previous parts, you have to accept that. You have to understand that people, if you have never been in their lives and they may not know about you, they may know about you, but if you have not been part of their lives, they may not want you to just come in. I mean, people, at least I think most people, are very protective of their life. They don't want people just walking into their life saying, hey, you know, we're related. I'm your brother. I'm your sister. I'm your cousin. We've never met. I don't want to say it's awkward, but you just have to understand it. What would you do if somebody showed up and just after 60 something years and said, hey, by the way, I'm related to you. I'd love to have a relationship with you. I'd love to talk with you and kind of learn about the family. You know, most people are going to be, okay, well, hold on. Let me kind of process all this. Let me figure all this out, et cetera, et cetera. So fast forward now, again, my grandmother passed away in January. So we're in January of 2024, and my mom got another match. This one was also a cousin who I believe also lives in the southern part of the state. She may live down by Austin too. I'm not quite sure. Again, it doesn't matter to the story, but she lives down in South Texas somewhere. Now, this cousin, she was awesome. She was such a big help. This cousin actually had some information about my mom's biological family. It's all about the sovereignty of God and the timing of God, because, as I mentioned, taking care of my grandmother would just have not been a moment where my mom could kind of follow up on all this information and keep in contact with this cousin on a daily basis. And so, again, God's timing is absolutely perfect, and He knows our hearts. He knows us, as I said in one of the other parts, better than we know ourselves. And He knew my mom's heart. He knew that she really wanted to try and find her mother, her biological mother, and just tell her at least thank you for choosing life and that she was doing all right. And so God knew that was in her heart. And so that is why I believe He led her to this cousin, an amazing woman. And she actually had a family tree that her father had put together. And so she said, let me look at the family tree, see if I can eliminate the obvious answers of these cannot be your parents, they were not old enough, et cetera, et cetera. And my mom said all she knew was that her parents were high school sweethearts. Her dad was on the football team and her mom was a cheerleader. That's all the information that my mom had. And so she told the cousin that, and the cousin said, okay, I've got a pretty extensive family tree that her father did. So she said, let me look and see if I can figure it out. So fast forward, I think it was a couple of days. It may have been a week later. I'm not sure. It wasn't long after they had that initial conversation that she came back and she said, okay, I've been breaking this down, and I'm pretty sure I have figured out which branch that you were on. And here's another amazing thing. And this amazing thing is that most adopted kids, and that's why I said most, I didn't say all, most adopted children do not have full siblings. They have half siblings because either their parents never married, they're the only child between their parents, especially in a case of like my mom's where they were high school sweethearts. They may have never been married. And so it's very rare for adopted children to have full siblings. But again, in the process of going through and figuring out which branch she's on, there were so many similarities, I can't even begin to tell you. So she said, okay, I think I've got it figured out. It's these two people. They were high school sweethearts at La Mesa High School in Texas. It's up near, I believe, it's not in the Panhandle, but I'm pretty sure it's up near that area. And That's another amazing thing, because we were kind of looking at Pecos because we knew that's where my mom was born. So we just assumed that her parents went to Pecos High School. Pecos is about an hour and a half away from La Mesa. So we weren't even looking in that area. We had no idea. And this is why God is just so amazing, because sometimes when we do things on our own, and then something happens like this, you're just like, okay, God, you know, you're awesome. Thank you for guiding us in this direction. And so that is just amazing. I mean, I thought it was. I said, we would have never guessed La Mesa. I'd heard of La Mesa, but I never knew that we had family from there. So her parents were high school sweethearts in La Mesa. They put two and two together. The cousin looked at the family tree and said, okay, here are your two parents. Well, here's what my mom found out. So she found out that her mom was 15 when she got pregnant with my mom. She had her at the age of 16. And so we knew with just that information that there was a chance that she might still be alive. She would be in her 80s now, but there is a chance that she might still be alive. Her father was a few years older, and he was 18 when my mom was born. And there's a chance that he was alive as well. Being teenagers, there's a good chance that they might still be alive. Also, there were so many, as I said, similarities. She found out that her mother's name starts with an S and ends with an A. My mom's name, given to her by her adopted parents, starts with an S and ends with an A. One of my mom's aunts, so my great aunt, was born the day before I was. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but my mom also found out that she has a full sister and a full brother. Again, very rare for an adopted child. And I'll tell you a little bit more about her sister in just a few moments. But her sister, her second son, is named Travis. And of course, I am my mom's second son, and my name is Travis. And so there were so many different similarities like that. We were just saying, wow, this is just amazing, God. It's just been great, because now we've got the branch. We know who we can try and start to contact, who we can kind of work off from. We had some names. We obviously didn't have faces, but we had names and dates and places that we can start trying to work and trying to find people. So as I just mentioned, according to the family tree, my mom has a full sister and a full brother. Her parents ended up getting married pretty soon after my mom was born. Their mom got pregnant again with my mom's sister. And when she got pregnant again, then her parents married, and they were married for just a few years. And then they had her brother a few years later. And so again, it is very rare to have two full siblings as an adopted child. But that is the case with my mom. So amazing. Her sister's only like a year and a half younger than she is, and her brother is about 5 years younger. I believe he was born the same year as my mom's adopted brother. Again, another one of those things where it lines up and you're just like, only God can line things up like this. Well, here's one of the cool things that we found out about my mom's sister. So my mom's full sister has lived 15 minutes from where we currently live here in North Texas for about the last, I don't know, I think 20 or 30 years. And that's pretty amazing, because we were sitting here going, you know, there's no telling where they could be. They may not even be in the state of Texas. They could live way off somewhere, you know, out of the state, wherever the case may be. But how awesome is that, that she lives right here in North Texas, just 15 minutes from us. Now, my mom's brother lives out in California and runs a coffee shop, and so he's a little bit further away. But I still think it's just such an amazing thing. My mom obviously grew up with an adopted brother, but it was just an amazing thing to know that she has a sister, a full sister and full brother as well, that she can have a relationship with. And so what she found out was that my mom, of course, was given up for adoption, as I said, because their mom at the time was only 15 years old. Like I said, she was 16 when she actually had my mom. And I can't even imagine being a teenager, being that age. I think back when I was 16 and stuff like that, and I can't even imagine having the responsibility of dealing with a child and then trying to be in school, in high school, trying to finish that and get through that and do all your studies. And so the choice was made, I think, mostly by my mom's maternal grandmother. So her mom's mother, I think, was the one that made the decision, with my grandmother being a minor, only the age of 15 and 16. I think that she made the decision to put my mom up for adoption. She said, you know, you're not keeping this child. We're going to put her up for adoption. It's all the sovereignty of God, because I don't know the kind of life my mom would have had, you know, having a teen mom or having teen parents and one of them still being in high school and stuff. And so God took a couple that could have a child and blessed a couple who could not with my mom. And it's not for us to sit here and to question, well, why did this happen, and try and figure out, well, what would my life have been like here? What would my life have been like had that not happened? That's not for us to figure out. It's just to know and to thank God and say, thank you for the amazing life that my mom has had. Thank you for blessing my adopted grandparents with my mom. It gave them a child so much wanted and so much deserved. And so I'm getting close to the 20-minute mark. I'm kind of on a roll here, and I've got much more left of the story to tell you. I hope you have kind of been inspired by the story so far, and you just understand that God has a purpose for each and every one of us. Every life has so much value. And I realized that at the beginning of this episode, I did not give you the three verses that are kind of the theme of this episode. And so I want to do those real quick, and I will continue this story on the next part of the episode. But again, these verses go along with this story, and I wanted to do them on each part. And like I said, I got so excited about telling you the story, I forgot to do these verses. So let me get them in real quick. The first one is Genesis 1:27. And again, I read in the ESV version, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." So that's something, again, that's very important for us to understand, is that we are created in the image of God. There is no other species in the world that can make that claim. We are the only species like that. So our lives have so much value. We are created in the image of the Almighty God. The next verse that I want to share with you is Jeremiah 1:5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." That was God reminding Jeremiah that I knew you before you were in the womb. I knew you as you were being conceived, as he was knitting us together in the womb. God knew us. That is why life has so much value. If God knows you in the womb, then what difference does it make whether you're in the womb or outside of the womb? It doesn't. And that's why every life has so much value. And finally, this one definitely goes along with this story. As I've said, I've made this my life verse recently. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." I can say, I believe that's exactly what happened with my mother. He had a plan from the very beginning that she was going to be born to teenage parents, but given up for adoption to my grandparents who could not have a child. And God has done some amazing things in her life. So I hope you will tune in to the next part of this episode. Not sure if I'm going to be able to wrap it up. Like I said, I'm kind of in a roll now. I got a lot to share with you. I'll try and wrap it up on the next part, but it may go just a couple more parts. So let me say a quick prayer for us today, and I will close out this part of the episode. Lord, thank you so much for today, and thank you once again for the gift of life. It's such an amazing, amazing gift that you have given us. Every life matters. Every life has value in your eyes. Lord, I want to pray for those who are struggling and who may not understand or know what their purpose is in their life or what your will is for their life. I pray that they would turn to you and ask you to show that to them in their lives. I also want to pray for those who are adopted and maybe want to start that journey or have already started the journey of trying to find their biological parents. And Lord, I just pray that you would help them along that journey and that you would be there for them every step of the way. And that again, that they know that no matter what they find, that they are loved no matter what. And Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Once again, I really do appreciate you tuning in. And this is episode number 10, a reunion, 67 years in the making. I'm sharing you the amazing story of my mom finding her biological family. And there is much more to this story. And I'm going to, like I said, continue it on the next part of this episode. So I hope that you will tune in and also tune into the other episodes as well. I've got several in the can now, and So I've got many things, many different topics that I just want to share with you. And as I said, I'm not trying to necessarily preach to you. I'm not trying to hit you over the head with God's word. I just want to bring you the truth in love. And just, it's been amazing to see what God has done with this podcast and how it is reaching different parts of the world. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless. Until next time.